Okay, we're up to the words v'davar zeh inyan muflag ma'od. Okay, last time, just to review, we explained that the continuing the theme that the goal of a person is dveikus b'Hashem, and dveikus means direct connection, and therefore we need something that is direct, something that is straight, something that is yashar, and the essence of yosher. That's what Torah is. So we're going to see tonight on many many levels how the Torah is the epitome of yosher. Okay, so let's see. We're going to learn really just one Gemara tonight, but a cryptic Gemara, which is explained beautifully by the Maharal. V'davar ze inyun muflag ma'od lahavin. Echal yedei ha-Torah hi ha-yosher, v'hu ha-derech el adivak bo yisbarach. We're going to see something, he says, wondrous, to understand, to try to understand. How is it that the Torah becomes the epitome of yashrus, and to be davuk to Hashem by way of the Torah? Here's the Gemara we're going to learn tonight. Interesting Gemara. For those who learned Daf Yomi, maybe you remember it from Maseches Shabbos. Darsh Hai Glilai. A Jew from the Galil darshan the following. Alei de Rav Chista. In the presence of Rav Chista. Brich Rachmana. Blessed is God. Right, the merciful one. That's Hashem. Blessed is the merciful one. Diyahiv Uryan Tilitai. That he gave us, Yahiv Lan, that he gave us an Uriyan Tilitai. Uriyan's like Oraisa. He gave us a Torah which is Tilitai. A three-part Torah. What does that mean? Uriyan Tilitai. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. And he gave it La'am Tilitai. He gave it to the nation which is also a third. What does that mean? The third nation. What does it mean? Third? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Al Yedei Tilitai. And he gave it to us by way of the one who was the third. Miriam, Aaron, Moshe. Okay, very interesting. So we have a Torah which is made of three parts, right? And he gave it to the Am Tilitai, which is either Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or maybe Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. We'll see, he's going to use Yaakov. But you could say Am Tilitai, a three-part nation, a threefold nation, Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. He gave it to us by the third from his mother's womb, Miriam, Aaron, Moshe. Biyom Tilisai, he gave it to us on the third day. Anyone? What's the third day? 3 days of preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, right? Moshe told us, spend 3 days of Shalosh Yimei HaKabbalah getting ready for the Torah, which we got on the sixth day. But 3 days of preparation. We'll see how preparation is so much connected to this midah of Yosher. Biyarcha Tilisai, in the third month, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Okay? So it's an amazing Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. A three-part Torah to the three-pronged nation by way of the third of his family, right? After 3 days of preparation in the third month. Well, what's the obsession with the number three? And it's actually very, very fundamental to understanding balance. Right? I mean, why is it that we find in Pirkei Avos that the world stands on three things? Al shlosha dvar ma'olam omid. Or at the end of the first parak of Avos, al shlosha dvar ma'olam kayim. Why three? Why do you need three? Why not two? So if you ever saw, you know, a cameraman with a camera on a tripod, you understand why three. Three creates balance, right? When you have three prongs, so it gives stability. It makes something able to stand on its own. If you have a bicycle, right, with two wheels, or a tricycle with three wheels, so the bicycle can't stand on its own. A tricycle, because it has three, is balanced. Okay, so three creates balance. So let's see. Let's see how the Maharal explains. Ubira inyan. Ubir inyan ze sheba l'teiz shavach el HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Torah shenasa lanu Hashem Yisbarach. The Gemara is coming to give praise to Hashem who gave us Torah with such precision. Shekol ha-nivra mitzad sheyesh behem chisaron, ki ein nivra below chisaron. As we learned at the end of the last time, every created being by definition, since you are created and not the creator, by definition you are lacking. You are imperfect. And as we explained last time, if Hashem is perfect, that means to the degree that we're davuk to Hashem, we're more perfect. But to the degree that we're not God, the fact that I'm a created being, I may carry a divine spark inside of me, as we all do. I'm godly, but I'm not God. So by definition, the fact that I'm removed from God, that means there's a sense of yitziyah when I move away from the center of reality, which is Hashem, so we call that a yitziyah min hayosher. I move away from the straight path. I'm deviating to one side or another. Sharei yesh bo chisaron. And that by definition means that what? That I'm lacking. I'm not as yashar as I need to be. I'm not as perfect, not as straight as I need to be. V'lakach ha'odam ha'ma'ayin b'dvarim k'mo elu, eino kona ha'mayla v'ha'shlemes, b'masha kulam hein bali chisaron me'atzmam. So if we contemplate this, we'll understand the fact that by definition, every one of us and every created being is by definition imperfect. What's the chiddush of the Torah? The chiddush of the Torah is that the Torah is not something other than Hashem himself. Now that sounds like a little bit of a risky thing to say, but if we understand it properly, it's like the Zohar says. The Zohar says that Kutchabrichu Uraisa Chadhu. That Kutchabrichu Hashem, the Uraisa and his Torah, Chadhu, are one. Now, happens to be there are three things on that list. What's the third thing on the list? Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people. Which means that the Jewish people, as an entity, are perfect. As individuals, we're not always perfect. As an entity called Yisrael, you can see the word Yashar in it. Right? The word Yisrael, as a tzibur, as a klal Yisrael, we're also one with Hashem. Okay? But as individuals, as created beings, we're imperfect. So let's see the words again. Says the Maharal, the Torah, so to speak, is the exception to the rule. V'lo kach ha-Torah, shehi gezeras Hashem yizbarach, shehu ha-yosher legamri. Because the Torah is the divine will, it's the gezeras Hashem, it's the divine decree, and therefore it's as perfect as its creator. The Torah is the word of Hashem. It's one with Hashem. Again, how we understand that, what that means, obviously the Torah is not God, right? It seems to be other than God. But the Torah is as close to Hashem as we can imagine, and therefore, just like Hashem is perfect, Torah's Hashem Tamima. Hashem's Torah is also perfect. V'zesha Amar, so now we begin to analyze the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, Baruch Rachmana Diyahiv Uryan Telisai. Praise the Lord, praise the Merciful One, praise Hashem, that he gave us a Torah which is Tilisai, which is threefold, three-pronged, three parts. Shekol davar ha-mishulash hu sheyesh bo ha-yosher ba'avor ha-shlishi. Anything that is three has a sense of yashus, because whenever you have three, you'll have to say, well, this is a little more to the right, this is a little more to the left. By definition, this is the mamutza, this is the middle. So whenever you have three, that allows for a middle path. And a middle path is what we call the path of Yosher. Now, it's interesting. I said this is a very, very philosophical idea because there was a great German philosopher in the late 1700s, early 1800s, named Hegel. And Hegel had a whole theory of philosophy that was built on the concept of thesis. You present an idea, antithesis or antithesis, right? The opposite of that idea. And then somehow those two ideas, right? When you debate, when two people debate ideas and they come to some type of some common ground, they create that synthesis, which is in the middle, and that's this idea. And Hegel basically wanted to solve all of life through this three-pronged process. That there's always going to be an idea, something will oppose that idea, and then something will come to create some type of synthesis of those two ideas, and that'll become the new number one, and then something will oppose that, and then something will come and resolve that, and over the course of time, we'll be able to basically resolve all of life's quandaries in this way. Hegel was ridiculed by some of the other philosophers of his time and after his time as oversimplifying the structure of reality. But lahavdil, 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 right? The Torah, so to speak, is the synthesis of A, B, C, right? That is truly perfect. That takes the extremes and somehow is able to fuse them together to create that perfect path of Yashar, the Derech HaMamutza, that middle path that Hashem desires so much, that the Rambam described as being the proper path of a Torah Jew, the middle path. Okay, so let's see the words again. So, kol davar ha-mishulash hu, sheyesh bo ha-yosher ba'avor ha-shlishi, anything that is made up of three, by definition, has a sense of yosher, because it is three, shehu be'emtza, it has a middle, einota min ha-yosher, lo li'amin v'lo li'smol. It walks a path that is what? That doesn't deviate to the right, it doesn't deviate to the left. It has that third dimension. It has that balance. V'kasher yesh beis below gimel. Whenever you have two without a third, ein kan yosher. So those two can get stuck, right? You have your position on one extreme. I have my position on the other extreme. And there's nothing to sort of bridge that gap. Ein, and therefore ein kan yosher. She'ein kan emtsa'i, there's no middle ground. Shehu ha-yosher, which is again what the Maharal is calling yosher. V'ka'amar, and therefore we say, Barich Rachmana, praiseworthy is our merciful God, the Yahav lan uryan t'litai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that is made up of three dimensions, and that by definition means the fact that it's Torah and Avim Ksuvim. Again, it's not saying that you know, that Torah, I mean, maybe you could work it out, right? Torah is the middle, Navi's on the right, Ksuvim's on the left. I don't know, you have to work out what that means. But the fact that it's three means that the structure of Torah is stable. That's what it means. That's a good way to say it. That the Torah creates stability and yashrus in all of its ways because it is threefold, three-pronged. Shedivrei Torah einam yotzim in hayosher. Because Torah doesn't, again, deviate from that balanced and proper path. V'nasan osam la'am t'lisai l'asher yesh b'am hayosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the nation of three, which again is Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, or said differently, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he explains why is that so. Let me just scroll down a little. V'nasan osam la'am t'lisai l'asher yesh b'am yosher. U'mipnei ki Yaakov hu ha'shlishi la'avos. Right? Why are we called? Why are we called Bnei Yaakov? Why are we called Bnei Yisrael, really, which is the word Yashar, Yisrael? Why aren't we called Bnei Avram? He started the whole thing. Avram was the first one who discovered a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was the one who first recognized, in the language of the Medrash, the light on in the palace. He discovered God. He fought against, you know, the idol worshippers of Ur Kasdim. He put his life on the line. We should be called Bnei Avram, no? Why are we called Bnei Yisrael? And the answer is because Avram was an extreme, and Yitzchak was an extreme, and Yisrael, Yaakov, was the mamutza, was that emtza, was that yosher, was that middle path. What do I mean when I say Avram was extreme? What was the midah of Avram? Avram was chesed. What happens when chesed becomes extreme? You have a son called Yishmael. Yishmael represents an extreme of chesed, a perversion of the midah of chesed. Chesed, if used properly, means means kindness, means care, means love. If you pervert love, then you end up with Yishmael, which is a perversion of the midah of love. What happens to Yitzchak? Yitzchak is Gvura. Gvura, strength. What happens if there's a perversion of the midah of Gvura? It expresses itself in a perverted form of strength, which is Esav, which is Esav the warrior. Yaakov, even though his children are not perfect, but the Gemara says, and the Rashi says, and the Psukim allude to it in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov wants to reveal the end of days, he wants to reveal Mashiach to his children, and all of a sudden he forgets, and he's nervous that maybe one of my children's also not going to turn out right. Just like Avram had a Yishmael and Yitzchak had an Esav, maybe I'm also going to have a son who's going to go off the derech, so to speak. Off the derech is the appropriate term to use here. We're talking about walking the proper path. So he's all nervous, and Hashem says, don't worry. Don't worry. The sons of Yaakov are 12. Each one is righteous. Mitaso shlema, your bed, the offspring of your loins, are all going to be righteous. So Yaakov represents, his family represents balance. Again, each of the children have their own derech, but it represents a balanced path, and that's why he's called Yisrael. So again, let's see the words inside. U'mipnei ki Yaakov hayashlishi la'avos nikra Yaakov Yeshurun. Not only does Yaakov take the chesed of Avraham and the gvur of Yitzchak to make the beautiful blended tiferes, which is the midah of Yaakov, but he's called Yeshurun, milashon yashar. Shehu emtza'i ben Avram ben Yitzchak. Right, that's exactly who Yaakov is. Yaakov is that bridge between the world of Avram and the world of Yitzchak to create that balance. V'Yisrael, shehem am t'lisai. So Yisrael, the Jewish people. Right, again, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Right, the majority of the Jewish people are called Yisraelim. Mora sheyesh b'hem ha-yosher. Means that they have this midah of yosher. V'nekram Yisrael, Yisharim. That's why the Jewish people in Bamidbar are called Yisharim. V'gam Yeshurun, right? The Navi Yeshaya calls us Yeshurun. V'yihi bishurun melech, right? Also at the end of the Torah. It describes the king of Yeshurun. Again, all of these names representing the Yashrus that embodies the Jewish people. The truth is, you know, one of the nicest praises you can give a person, right, is to say that he's an Ish Yashar. He's a Yashar person. How many times have we heard that at a Levaya? Describing someone. He wasn't the biggest Talmud Chacham, but he was a Yasher. He was very Yasher in all of his business practices. He was very Yasher. He was an emistic person. Yashrus and Emes go together. Torah is a Torah's Emes, and that's why the Maral says the Torah is also a Torah of Yosher. V'nasan osam al yedei t'lisai. So let's go a drop further. How was the Torah given? It was given to us by who? By way of the third of his mother's womb, Miriam, Aaron, Moshe, Shehu Moshe. Where do we see that Moshe is Yashar? Moshe was a great judge. Kimasha Because Moshe, when we contemplate the character of Moshe Rabbeinu, Midas Moshe Rabbeinu was a very just person, very fair person. When he saw the Egyptian beating the Jew unjustly, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't remain silent. He acted. He felt, I need to restore the order here. This is a perversion of what's just. He took care of the Mitzri. Moshe goes out of the palace the next day. What does he see? Two Jews fighting. And he says, what are you doing? Amar l'rasha, lama taka re'echa? Why are you striking your friend? What kind of person are you? That's not Yashar. So Moshe Rabbeinu, again, is the embodiment of Yashrus. Shekol zeh mimidas ha-yosher, shehayah b'moshe. Va'achar kach kishabal l'midyan. And then, of course, Moshe gets in trouble with people who are perverted in their judgment, and he has to run for his life. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Midian. And what does he see in Midian? What does he see? Vayavo ha-roim v'igarshum. Moshe sees that the shepherds are chasing away the daughters of Yisro. Vayaka Moshe gets up, and what does he do? Vayoshi'an, and he comes to the rescue. He saves people. He's always looking out for the oppressed individual. That's a person who's always trying to make life more fair, more equitable. V'chol zeh mimidas ha-yosher. And all of this comes from that midah of yosher. Lastly, says the Gemara, Va'amar biyerech t'lisai. The Torah was given in the third month, on the third day. What does that mean? Shachodesh hu hashlishi, bishvil shachodesh hu shlishi lenisan, shava umamutza. Now, here we have to ask a question. The Torah was given in Sivan, Nisan Iyar Sivan, and since this is the third from Nisan, so therefore it's the, so to speak, the best of the middle. What does that mean? Well, let's think about it for a second. I thought Nisan was the most pleasant month. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, b'chodesh ha'aviv. Hashem took us out at a time when it's not too hot, not too cold. That tekufa, that period of time of the year, Nisan Iyar Sivan, Sivan's sort of the end of that period. So he writes in the footnotes of the edition that I have here, he says, Tzarech Iyun, why is it that Sivan is a more appropriate time than Nisan? But he says, and perhaps the Maharal is making this point, that the weather in Sivan is sometimes even nicer than Nisan. Nisan can still be sometimes a little bit cold. By Sivan already, it's really the height of spring. And it sort of implies that, again, the Tekufa, that period of 3 months, which we call Tekufas Nisan, that period which is the Nisan months of Nisan Iyar Sivan, we see that sort of the pinnacle of it, I guess, is at the end of it. That's what he says here in the footnote. He says, you see from here that the end of something, the end of a series is sort of when it peaks. And I could bring a proof to that. There's a Gemara that says in Moed Katan that if you have a fresh fish, so the best time to eat the fish is like right at the end of its freshness, right before it starts to spoil, right? So you would think, why do I wait till the last second before it spoils? I should eat the fish when it was just regular fresh. But apparently, that moment where something is about to make that transition is somehow the pinnacle of that experience. So while Nisan is the Chodesh Ha'aviv, that very pleasant time that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, I guess it kind of peaks when we get to Nisan or Sivan, when we get to the beginning of the month of Sivan. Okay, before it gets really hot. And that's what the Maharal says here. Right? The Maharal says that the month from Nisan is Shava Umamutza, ki miyad achar kach maschil ha-yetzivoy b'tigbores hachom. Because after that, after reaching that pinnacle, the delightfulness of spring, so then the weather starts to get really hot, and we transition to the summer months. But the Sivan, the weather is still quite delightful, it's beautiful. It hasn't reached any type of extreme, it's still very balanced. And we all know this from our experience. And it was given after 3 days of preparation. B'yom shedibra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem told them to get themselves ready. Ba'avur ki ha'shlishi yesh bo segula sayosher, k'mo shamarnu. Why did Hashem tell them to prepare for 3 days? Because again, three always represents a very balanced approach, and therefore Hashem wants us to be ready for Kabbalah Satorah in a balanced way. Ulafichach amar v'hayu nechonim leyom ha'shlishi. Be prepared on the third day. V'akol hu b'shvil ma'ilas ha'torah she'ayosher ba'atzva. And again, all of this reflects the balance that the Torah itself is. Ulafichach, and therefore, im lo hayi Yisrael yisharim, in conclusion, had the Jewish people not been the embodiment of yisharim, yeshurun, all the names that we carry with us, Yisrael, lo hayi efshar she'tinasein lehem ha'torah she'ayosher ha'gamor. And that's really important to think about. To the degree that I'm a yashar person, I'm more worthy of Torah. I'm more fitting to receive the Torah. And similarly, had Moshe, our great leader, not been the embodiment of yashar, lo haya roi shetinasein haTorah al yado. V'chol hazman gam kein tzarach shiya muchan lo. So this process, again, of the third month and the third day and the third of his family and the third of Klal Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, and a Klal Yisrael which itself is made up of three parts, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, and a Torah which is Torah Nevim Ksuvim. All of these concepts again highlight with the utmost clarity that the essence of Torah is the Yashrus of the Torah. And again, to be able to really live that Yashrus, Yashar means what? Direct, connection, Dveikus. Again, this is all just to conclude. This is all going back on the Maharal's point, which is that Torah gives us access to be davuk to Hashem. So to the degree that we cling to that straight yashar path, then our relationship with Hashem is straight, and it's honest, and it's deep, and it's real. To the degree that we deviate from the path of yashar, of yosher, then we're deviating from Torah, and Torah is one with Hashem, kutshabrichu v'oraisa chadhu, and then we're not true to ourselves, Yisrael, right? The third of that line in the Zohar, that the Jewish people, the Torah, and Hashem are all one. So to the degree that we remain Yashar, we cling to the Torah, which is Yashar, then we're able to cling to Hashem, who is the ultimate in Yashrus. Okay? So we will stop here for tonight. And when do we learn again? I don't know when we learn again. When do we learn?